Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, family pastor Scott Torres talks with Pastor Charlie Cole from West Cabarrus Church about Generation Z and how to help parents help their children to understand and adopt a Christian worldview.
I'm here again with Charlie Cole, discipleship pastor and long-term youth pastor, now serving with West Cabarrus Church. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Today, we're going to be talking about helping parents help their children understand and adopt a Christian worldview. So, Charlie, let's begin. How would you define, what is a worldview?
A worldview simply is the lens through which you view the world. If you will, practically, it's like putting on a pair of glasses, and when you look through that, it adjusts the perception upon which you're looking at objects. So a worldview is when you look through that lens and you view culture, you view the actions of things that happen in the world, you're putting a worldview or a basis of identity on how you are looking back on that.
All right. Pretty simple question. So therefore, where do Christians get their worldview from and why?
Man, we go back to Scripture and the Bible, and because that is a book that we believe God authored, put together for the purpose of establishing that worldview. It is the reason we see the Bible and look at it is it explains from the beginning to the present and even into the future of why things happen the way they do, how God is involved through all of that. And so when we study and look at Scripture and see that, we see the why to the culture that we have in front of us and to the present we walk in.
Hmm. All right, well, let's begin to talk now about what's the best way to help our children adopt a Christian worldview. All right, so the Bible is important. It's where we get our view of the world from. What's the best way to help our children adopt a Christian worldview? What would be some?
Boy, an easy way is open the Bible. You know, I know it seems like crazy obvious, but it's one thing to talk about it and to point back to it, and we'll touch on some of those, but boy, to open the pages of Scripture and to read it. And I would say read it first. Parents, leaders, read it yourself. Demonstrate what it looks like to be active in reading that. And then, boy, reading that together as a family and having opportunities to discuss that, not talking sermons, long-term anything, but for a few minutes reading Scripture and even dialoguing about that.
You know, you mentioned something that made me think just practically when adopting a worldview. I think as parents, as we live it out, that is so critical. Like, I don't want to just tell them to read something or to do something and then me being hypocritical and not living it, applying it, abiding by it myself, actually living out. And I think that's can be most attractive, you know, when they see me, for example, when I sin against my kids, when they see me asking them for forgiveness. I think that's as part of living it out, and I think that impacts a child. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The old saying is true. I hear what you're saying, but I see what you're doing. And the application of, you know, even where I've seen so many parents that tell their kid everything they should do. And the words are good. They're right. However, the life that's being illustrated in front of their very kid is contrary to what they're explaining. And so the practicalities, Scott, of what you're saying of, man, I blew it. There's probably not a parent listening to this that right now hasn't gone in the last month somewhere along the way, man, I probably should have spoken to my child different. I spoke in anger. But boy, how it teaches and puts an imprint on our kids when we go back and say, hey, boy, I missed it right here. I've studied. The Lord's convicted me about this.
That's good. You talked about teaching. Let's kind of move there. So living it out is, I think, the first place we start. But then in educating them, how might we go about educating them? So you mentioned opening the Bible for ourselves. What else can we do practically in helping helping our kids, helping disciple them and having a Christian worldview?
Yeah. So when I hear the word teaching, sometimes my thought drops into formal teaching. And really what I would say is this is an informal teaching. This is, boy, every day is going to present teachable moments. Parents, don't miss those. That may not have been the history where you grew up, but take on the opportunities that come. There will be needs to miss them and let them pass so you don't wear your kid out as you go. But the teachable moment of when you say no to why to them hanging out with a friend, take the teachable moment to go, look, there's some things going on in that family or that life that I'm concerned you may be adopting. And so next time you go over to the such and such's house or you're there, I want you to be looking for this, because how you spend time with people sets you up. In other words, always teaching to the next years in their life. Not so much, you're not teaching for the present. You're teaching for what's to come in the future. So creating a teaching dialogue with your student or your kid that is about what's to come. So that one day when they do walk out of your home and they're on their own, they're prepared to walk because you've spent that time teaching in the moments. It's not going to be a practical sit-down 30-minute times as much as it will be the 3 to 5 minutes you get in the car after a situation has occurred.
Any curriculum, books, things like that that come to your mind when teaching about a worldview or helping kids adopt a Christian worldview outside of the Bible? Obviously, we want to start with the scriptures.
Sure. Sure. No, a great family ministry resource would be looking at an organization called D6. D6 spends time talking about family ministry and discipling your kids, but specifically looking into worldview and what it means to develop Christian worldview into your kids.
Yeah, I think of an organization called Stand for Reason. That's one. I think of other authors like Lee Strobel, Ravi Zacharias International. He's one. I don't know if you've ever heard, there's a ministry called Wicked, or it's a podcast. There's a gentleman that I've heard of him a few times. Anything else that come to your mind as far as resources?
Yeah, you hit the Stand to Reason. Specifically, I'll reference the book that John Stone Street and Brett Kunkel co-wrote on culture with today. Is just a solid book to pick up resource on dealing with the millennial and Gen Z culture that we have in front of us.
All right, so we'll close with talked about Greg Kokel. He made the statement that maybe we can just comment on. He said this: the reason we know God is true is because he's the best explanation for the way things are. The reason we know God is true is because he's the best explanation for the way things are. What's your thoughts when you hear this statement from Greg?
Yeah, no, I think this is a home run statement in a lot of things, because when we talk Gen Z, one of the questions they're looking and asking about all the truths they're being presented is they're asking why. They're constantly in search of, okay, I hear what you're telling me about this. Why is that? How can I know this to be true? And when you listen to Kunkel's quote there, and you review, even as we started this episode here, about the Scripture being the world, the place where we see the worldview and we see the evidence of God, we see from creation to the fall to where we are currently, that there is an explanation for the why. And seriously, we're in a culture that is constantly screaming for the answer to why. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why is there suffering? You know, all of these things. And yet, boy, Scripture gives us that answer, Scott.
Yeah, and it's amazing how your worldview needs, I believe, to answer the question, where did the problems in the world come from? I know when I was on my journey to becoming a Christian, there were some challenges with some of my family, and when pain kind of stepped into my front door and I had some tough stuff happen, I wanted to know, where does pain come from? Why is the world the way it is? And I needed, it was really then when I began to try to find, I really began to construct my worldview. I wanted to know where evil and suffering came from. And so having a worldview that answers that question is so critical, from creation to the fall to redemption until the final consummation when Christ returns. Well, Charlie, thanks for your time. It's been good talking about worldview and the importance of worldview.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.